Good morning. Hello. I am still alive. It's 9:44 a.m. Friday, March the 3rd, 2017. Yeah, I wish I could say I've been writing all this time. I did spend a couple of days writing. I spent a couple of days sick. And I'm back on the road today. I don't really want to do it, but I'm out here. I'm moving. What I've been working on is the stuff that keeps tripping me up. There's a backstory. There's stuff going on behind the scenes. And much like the stuff that was going on behind the scenes in OwnerShare, this is foundational stuff. And so OwnerShare was just one book. It was only one thing going on in the background. We've got three things going on back in the background now. And all three are working sort of in tandem. Can you work three in tandem? It's a troika. Okay. Anyway, I don't know. So part of the problem has been staying up too late at night, sleeping in too late in the morning, yet not enough to make up for the amount that I overslept, that I stayed up. So working on fumes mostly in terms of sleep. The schedule, my schedule, depends on the younger progeny's schedule. So, while I would like to go to bed at 9, I have to pick her up from work at 9:30, which means I'm up for at least another hour, which is 10:30, which frequently goes to 11:30, but the cat's in my bladder. Say 6 o'clock is time to get up. So yeah, that's, I think what I need is a nap. What I'm doing is taking my walk. What I'm doing is trying to rebuild the schedule. The timekeeping, every 30 minutes, I've shut it off so it doesn't go off while I'm walking. But there's an alarm that goes off every 30 minutes from 8 a.m. until 6:30 is the last time block I have. So through the day I get to see what I've been doing, when I've been writing, when I've been doing chores. I haven't got a lot accomplished the last couple of days. So deep breath, back to the drawing board. I have been doing my meditation. For those who are curious and have asked, Headspace at headspace.org. I like it. I did the first 10 days are free. And you can repeat them as many times as you want. I did like 35, 40 days of the free. The same 10 over and over and over. Same 10 lessons. 10-minute lessons over and over and over and over. And finally, I realized that they sent me a coupon to get a year at like 30% off or something. So I did it. It was in total, it cost me less than 2 tanks of gas. I don't regret a penny of it. I went through the 30 days on depression, which was quite interesting. I think it helped a great deal. I'm something over 2/3 of the way through sleep. And the next one I think I'm going to do is performance. This one I'm going to do is getting kind of away from the health collection and into the performance collection to see if I can leverage it. Because this has helped so much. It really has. Just like the walk, I know when I've missed a day of walking, or in this case, almost a week of walking. The last time I walked was Sunday. This is Friday, so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I've missed 4 days. This would have been the fifth day. I marked it on my calendar. I looked at my wall calendar and saw that I had 4 days of red and realized whether I want to go or not, I have to go. I have to put my boots on. I have to leave. It's a horrible morning. It's not a horrible morning. It's a Friday morning. It's kind of grim. It's almost entirely overcast. It's mostly cloudy. There's little blue sky bits at the north and south, but mostly, wow, my goodness. Seven cars. Mostly it's overcast, mostly it's gray skies up above. But my meditation tells me there's blue sky up there. Even though I can't see it, I know it's there. So what has meditation done for me? Mostly what it does, what it has done for me is, well, if nothing else, it gives me 11 and a half minutes to myself. I don't have any obligations on that time. I don't have any guilt over spending it. I don't have anybody bothering me, wanting something. I'm thinking of the family. Every once in a while, a cat will get in the room with me and want me to pet it. I just ignore it. So mostly what it does is that it's helping me gain, not too surprisingly, headspace. It's slowing down the ADHD just a bit, which is helping with short-term memory. Having the external short-term memory where I write stuff down helps. I need to write more stuff down. I'm using it as a to-do list and timekeeper. I need to use it more as a journal to keep track of things. I'm in a hurry to get back. Apparently, I'm in a big hurry to get back. So, no, I'm not going to tell you what I've been writing about because it's backstory. It's the mystery, so I don't want to spoil it. But having this timeline in place, having these pieces ironed out, because when I get done with these six books, The Seekers and Smugglers, the next four, we want to know, where did the Chernyakhova come from, and why did it wind up where it did, and how? What's with the mega hauler parts, the Zeta drive? Kyoryokuna drives. Kyoryokuna. And why are Natalia and Zoya out there in toehold space? Monk post. When clearly it was a put up job. Clearly it was something shady going on at the academy on graduation night. There was something hinky happening. So we need to get that ironed out as well. Now, I know what it is, or at least I think I know what it is, but I really need to finish writing all of this stuff down so that I know how it shapes the story. That both Ashes and Milk Run are both a little bit scattered. They're a little bit wonky. I think they're good stories, but I think they're a little bit wonky in terms of there's a lot of questions getting asked. There's a lot of things that are happening that appear to be unrelated and need to be drawn together. One of the interesting questions is, what does Ishmael want? And as I'm thinking about the stories, as I'm thinking about the arc of each of these two series, what does Natalia want? What does Zoya want? What does Pip want? What does Ishmael want? I'm trying to come to grips with this. I've been sort of working those in discovery mode. It's like, well, what do they want? What do they think? Natalia is not terribly upset by being shanghaied, hoodwinked, sent off to toehold space. Oh, shoot! Oh, I forgot about her father. Oh, crap. Okay, well, I have so many loose ends I need to pull together. I need to get them written down so I don't lose them all together. I can get them woven as I go. So many threads, so many stories, so many things happening. My head is going, ooh, this, oh, yeah, no, what, how come, ooh. my brain. I need some extra headspace. I need to make an appointment and go see about getting some ADHD meds, I think. Get some Ritalin to go with my Remeron. Morning. Guy walking two dogs. Off we go. Last turn, head along the park. A lot of yellow grass. It's not exactly spring yet, although we've had snow, we've had 60 degree weather, we've had snow. The rain and snow that I was walking in, was it Sunday? Actually built up to be a couple of inches. And then, promptly melted again. There's still a couple of places in the shade, in the deep shade, that don't get sunlight very often during the day, very much during the day. So there's still a bit of snow on the sidewalks here and there, but mostly things are dried out. The neighbor's lawn is looking green and gorgeous. My lawn is greening up. It's not quite there yet. Oh, there we go. So I've had some breakfast, I've had some coffee. I'm gonna have lunch early because I gotta fix supper early. Then I'm gonna be up late. I really need to do something like get some cookies or something for snacking later. What I really need to do is not get cookies for snacking later. Here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.